from the last two words on Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Last two words. Amarav. Chazarnu al kol nitzadim shor Rameyer. We look through all the prices of Rameyer. V'levitzinu hegdish b'shaygigay mischal b'mezid mischal. Rabbi Yechon had said that according to a mayor, b'shaygig, if you transfer hegdish, it is an invalid transaction, and therefore the hegdish doesn't go l'chulim, the woman is not mukadeshes. That means there's no me'ila by transfer, b'shaygig. And I've looked through all the prices, I never found that. The Mishnah says, ain't the mukadeshes. Why? Mishnah says, no, b'kaskis kuhunish le'balu. It's a certain kind of hegdish. It is the big day kahuna that they're allowed to wear. Since they're allowed to wear, they removed me'ila from them because and people aren't angels and they can't be mocked but just to wear it exactly. Therefore, they removed me'ila. So if you give it to the woman, there's no me'ila. And therefore, it remains hegdish, so she didn't get anything. Because if there's no me'ila, it means it still belongs to hegdish. So she didn't receive anything, so therefore she's not mukadeshes. Tashma, kasnas kuna shabal lumayalim bab, never a mayor. Here's your mayor saying that there is me'ila. So to Gemara, my love of hiluloi balu, Mar's havamina is that balu means even balu, even though it's not usable anymore, it's still me'ila. Like, balu davka. When it gets worn out and it's not usable, so now it's an item of hegdish that doesn't have to be given to Malachi Asharis, and therefore it goes back to every other hegdish that there is me'ila. Tashema, ma'alim b'chadetin, you may own the new coins of this year because it's still going to go possibly to Trumas Alishka to buy Karbonas. Ve ma'alim b'atikin, you don't get me'ila in last year's coins because that is spent on Yerushalayim needs, and this Tana holds no me'ila on those needs. Rabbi Meirayim, ma'alim b'atikin, Rabbi Meirayim, ma'alim b'shari Alishka. You are my own, the leftovers in the room, even though it's going to be used for Yerushalayim things. Amai. Listen, you're automatically nana from the wall, and you're not an angel, so you might take hanah that's not prescribed, like sitting in its shade, or sitting on top of the wall. According to a mayor, they would remove me'ila from it. The wall of the city and its towers, Mishar Alishka. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. According to a mayor, there's no Me'ila in Shiare Halishka. Tashima. Stones of Yerushalayim that fell down. Mayalimbab, Divere Mayor. So here's a mayor talking about the walls having Me'ila. What happened to the Svarvla Nitnatarla Malacha Asharis? Again, change that to Rabbi Yehuda. So to Gemara Rabbi Yehuda, Yerushalayim Mekacha, Yerushalayim Rabbi Yehuda holds that the walls of Yerushalayim are not Kedushadik. How do I know that? The Tan. Person makes a nether and he says, this bread should be usher or this piece of meat should be usher like Kimra, like the sheep, which refers to a carbon. Kedirim, like the rooms where they're held in. Kehetzim, the wood that's on the Mizbeach. Keishim, the fire on the Mizbeach. Kehechel, like the building of the Beit HaMikdash, Kemizbeach. Yerushalayim, it's chal, because all those things have kedusha, and therefore when a person is typhus, that's the word, Rosh Hashem, we're going to get to Masechtas Nedarim, you're typhus in that, it's chal. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Kalayim Yerushalayim Le'amer Klum. Yerushalayim is not, because it's not kedusha dik. V'chitayim Yerushalayim Le'amer Ki Yerushalayim. Is it because he didn't say it should be like Yerushalayim, just said Yerushalayim, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Kalayim Yerushalayim Le'amer Klum, Hashidim Zavra Karab Yerushalayim. He has to make a netter in something brought in Yerushalayim. And for the Gemara, Treitanoi, believe in Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. There's a Tana that holds according to Rabbi Yehuda that Yerushalayim is Kaddish, and there's a Tana that holds it's not Kaddish. Zuck the Gemara, Vaiter. Exactly. Zuck the Gemara. Amar Ulam is made by Pada. I'm a Hoyer, a Mayor, Hegdish, Mbezim, Mischal, Beshaigi, Mischal, like Rabbi Yechonin said. I'm a Beshaigi, Mischal, and Carbon Bovat. For carbon is Chayev. Frank the Gemara, Vachimiakade, Mischal, carbon, my Chayev. Why should there be a carbon if there's no me'ila? If it doesn't transfer, so why is there a carbon? It's still hegdish. Again, this is just, I say this a number of times. My Pada lived in Eretz Yisrael. This is Bavli. The fax machines didn't work. The email didn't work. The only way they knew what happened in Eretz Yisrael was by transmission. Ula came from Eretz Yisrael. He quoted my Pada one way, and we couldn't understand it. When Rabin arrived from Eretz Yisrael, he quoted Bar Pada differently, and that we could understand. Only eating consuming, having hana, which is Rabbi Yechanan Shita. We pass like Rameh that Maizer Sheni is Mom and Gavoya because there's a Stam Mishnah that way. Halacha Kabuda Behegdish that says there is Megillah B'Shegig, however, Sussman Tana Kabase because there's a Tana like him. The Maizer, Mahid, non Karen Ravai, Karen Ravai, which we're going to see in a minute, Bishami Yemrem, Ein Lachai Mishrein Libir, it's totally Chulin, meaning. Totally chulin. We don't make Xerah Shabbat to Maisha Sheni. So therefore, you have to redeem it and take it to Yerushalayim, but there's no chi of chaymish like Maiser, and there's no chi of to by the end of the Pesach, of the Erev Pesach of the fourth year and seventh year of the seven-year cycle to have gotten rid of it like by Maisha Sheni. So Lemim Yeshloi, Vizil has Xerah Shabbat between Karim Ravai and Maisha Sheni. And again, Xerah Shabbat is handed down. Either was handed down by Yerubayim or wasn't handed down by Yerubayim. It's totally considered chulin. Therefore, there's a chi of matnas ani, and parrot means when it falls off the tree. Idolus means grapes that grow without a cluster. Basil says, no, this is not your money, and therefore there's no chi of matnas ani, because it's like Maiser Sheni. My time in the Basil, Gummy Kaddish Kaddish with Maiser. My Maiser, Yeshla Chaimish Yeshla Beer, I'm carrying my Yeshla Chaimish Yeshla Beer. Beshamai, Loy Gummy Kaddish Kaddish with Maiser, therefore they say it's 100% Chulin. Basil, I'm with Maiser. They say it's Kamaiser, Kaman Sirlu. Maiser according to who? Ikrab Yehuda, my Kululagas, I'm a Muslim, I'm a Memory to. If you hold this, even if you learn it from Maiser, but if you hold Maiser Shani Mum and Hedget, so then Lechairit should be Chayav and Matna Sanim. Elalav Kurameir must be Beisil holds like Kurameir. The Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavaya. So that's considered like a Stam Mishnah because Mishambe B'Makom Beisil ain't a Mishnah. We don't consider that a Machloikus. We always go like Beisil, so it becomes like a Stam Mishnah. I shouldn't say always. There's 18 exceptions, but besides that, we always go Beisil. Rabbi Yehuda Behegdish Mahi. What is the halacha? But where is the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda Behegdish? Not Shiluch Biat Pekeach. Halacha is by Meila the Shliach L'Dvar Avera. What happens if you sent it in the hands of a regular person? But this guy, the owner and the Shliach, reminded themselves, Achlo Higiei to Chavani, before the Shliach transferred it to the Chavani. That means both the owner and the Shliach have a factor of Mezid. The Shliach a little bit more Mezid, the Mishaleach, the owner, a little less Mezid, but Mezid is Mezid. He knows now it's Hegdish. So Chavani Mayo Kashiyaitzi. The Chavani is Mayo when he spends it Bishaygig. It's not according to Rameyer, that wouldn't be true. Because according to Rameyer, there's no Me'ila by transfer Bishaygig. It's a Rai. This is not like Rav, by the way. This is like Rabbi Yechanan Satan Rameyer. So we see that the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. Frank the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda b'maisel milay tanan. Isn't there a Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda b'maisel? Not appointed maisel shenu shalom maisel alu chamishosoy. That's because you are, that's the halacha of the Torah, that your own maisel sheni, you have to spend 25% surcharge. But how can you give a present according to a mayor? Mani, labor a mayor, he means much yom live matana. Vam a maisel mama gavoyu. Elalav Rabbi Yehuda. So Raya, that stam is just like Rabbi Yehuda, that it belongs to you. You have chiyuvim, but it belongs to you, and never give it as a present. So I think my loyal Rameh Vachem Iskinning and Yav Nevel B'Tivlei. He gave it to before Maaser Sheni was separated. He gave it to him as Tevel, and at that point it's not Maaser Sheni yet. Because Sabar, Matanus Lehumer Kimish Lehumer Madamim. We don't view the Tevel as having Maaser Sheni in it, and therefore non-transferable. No, it's Tevel. Tevel can be transferred, but now the guy who got it, it's considered like his Tevel, and therefore it's his Maaser Sheni. Dr. Gemar Vaiter, Toshima appointed Netta Revai Shaloi, Maisav Alu Chamishusoi, Netta Revai, because this Tana holds by all trees. Adds a fifth, Bemi Shaloi, Bemi Shinit Lebe Matana. Mani, Ilever Bemi Yotze Oblai. Now here there's no pre-stage, the Gemara thinks, because Netta Revai is as soon as it grows. So how could you have a present? Mi Yotze Oblai. The Gemara Kaddish Kaddish Mi Meiser. It belongs to the Mamon Gavoya. Elala Rabbi Yehuda. It's a stamp like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's why Laila Rameh, but my skin is the Yavshu Smadar. There is an earlier stage where it's not a fruit yet, so it's not Netta Revai yet. Right, but like Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a smother Rasa Pnei Shupri, who says it's already considered a fruit. Tashema, Vashem Chemenu Maiser B'Sela. Vahispik L'Dais HaCham B'Bishtayim. You took Maiser from somebody else for a Sela, but you didn't pay for it until it got to two. Nice and Sela, you only have to pay a Sela. umistakra seller, and you gain the seller, meaning you got two, you have to take it to Yerushalayim, right? It's Maisa Sheni, you have to take the money to Yerushalayim, but you only have to pay that guy one seller because that's what it was worth at the time of Mashiach, Maisa Sheni Shalai. What? He did the Kenyan. When you redeem it, it's not redeemed till you give the money. And the previous kinyan has nothing to do with Maaser Sheni. You can't be kind to Maaser Sheni. Elala, Rabbi Yehuda. There's a raya that Maaser Sheni is considered yours, you can sell it. That Mishnah that was like a mayor is repeated twice in Shas. Whereas this Mishnah is only one time. In fact, why should that make a difference? The Mephoreshim speak out, that's true only when it's the same Mishnah repeated twice. Had it been different Mishnayas, then two would be worth more than one. But since it's the same Mishnah repeated twice, doesn't make a difference, it's the same Mishnah. B'chirasa are like the chosen ones, meaning Masechtas Idias has a certain status, that in Masechtas Idias the Stam counts more than a regular Stam, and therefore we paskin like a mayor. Dr. Mishnah Gemara Vayter, Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in Masechtas Shkolim, the Hamish and Imtis Mishalayim at Migdal Eder. Person finds an animal in the circumference of Yerushalayim, the distance to Migdal Eder, take your protractor, make a circle around Yerushalayim, the same distance in every direction.
Beyond that what?
Beyond that, you don't have to worry, it's a carbon. Now, like everything else, there's an exact shear. You can start arguing, well, a foot out of Migdal Eder is different than a foot in? And you can't do that. And Kol Shiurei Chachamim is that way. They make a line, and this is the line. And you can't start arguing and nitpicking that, you know, a foot in and a foot out, how much different? That's the way it is. Kol Shiurei Chachamim Kachi. The Gemara at this point understands, bring the Zachar as an Ayla. When the Keva bring us a Zivchei Shlomim. And the Gemara's problem is, Zacharim Aylas is a Havi, Zivchei Shlomim is a Havi. How do you know it's an Ayla? Might be a Shlomim. The Keva can't be a Shlomim. But a Zachar can be a Shlomim. Dr. Gemara, I'm Rav Eishach, Baba Lachu, but the Meya Maskina. The guy wants to do a Chesed. He wants to be a Tzaddik. And he wants to give the money to Hegdish to cover all the bases. So what he's going to do is, at this point, steal from Hegdish, take the animal from Hegdish, which, as the Gemara will describe later on, is a chait, and he's going to do that, and then pay Hegdish for two animals. But it's a zachar, Ayla and Shlomim. And by the Keva, he only has to pay for one. So therefore you can bemaze it, take the animal from Hegdish. I'm sorry, that's it. This is a carbon. Meila doesn't work in Kedusha Sagov. Now we learned by Medek Abayis, as soon as you give it to somebody, by carbon, it doesn't. It always remains carbon. There's a double meila, meaning it remains Hegdish. So over here, even according to a mayor, how can you get the animal to be chulin? Dr. Gemara, right, the Gemara gives the Mishnah gives examples. Hayarech of a Gabbehema, which is a carbon, Baruch Haver of a Racha, Baruch Haver of a Racha, Kulamalu. Hayashayas of a Kleshasa, Baruch Haver of a Shasta, Baruch Haver of a Shasta, Kulamalu. Dr. Gemara here, Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda, Rameir holds that even by Klisharis and by Kabonis, Me'ilu takes out the Chulim. If you do it, amaze it. Frek the Gemara. Where do you see that? Why don't we say from Rabbi Yehuda we should learn like Rameir? Meaning the only machloikas they have is whether by mazin it goes out, not in what happens, which kind of hegdish. Lav amar Rabbi Yehuda hegdish b'chedish mischal mishaygig mischal kedushas agov lo mischala mishaygig it goes to chulam but not by kedushas agov so Rameir nami. I forgot the Hegdish b'meizim mischal kedushas agov lo mischala. Meaning, why are you expanding the machloikas? All we know is that Rameir said b'hegdish you can do b'meizim. Who says different kind of hegdish? And for the Gemara, hasan lekem chavim lamkim l'vuchulin, halchem chavim lamkim l'vuchulin. Now, once your mayor said you can do a b'meizin, it means every kind of hegdish, because you're doing it intentionally, so you can even do it to behemah and klisharis.
You have to go by By a behemoth coin for a mayor?
Went to a mayor, but mazed, you can take it away from Hegdish and make it chulin. Correct.
There is no mila. Because it's not.
Right, exactly. It becomes chulin. Correct. So the Gemara, but the Shaman.
We looked everywhere, we didn't find this.
Well, we're going with Rabbi Yechonin's Mahalach and Rameir. Rav argued. Rabbi Yechonin didn't, you know, he's not a Catholic Kanya, he's Rabbi Yechonin, you know what I mean? He had a different Mahalach. Now, Rav didn't learn that way, and according to Rav. No, one second, this goes even according to Rav, and takes it back. The Mishnah said, the Rameir said, the Mezid she's Mukadeshus. Rameir does hold the Mezid, you can take something out. So that remains. The argument was why Beshagig not, but the Bemezid yes is a fact. Yes, doctor. In fact, the Gemara Eimer the Shemit Le the Remeir Kachim Kedushim Kachim Kalim Shemit Le. Did you hear him say by Kachim Kalim? So the Gemara Le Rabbi Rabbi Yaakov should make Havu Chaimer Kachim Kachim Mischam Kachim Kalim by Kolshkin. If my name is Rabbi Yaakov, Chama Bat Ukva, I'm a Regesi Bakarino. I'm a Remeir Hegdish Mischam Mezid Mischal Beshagig Eimer Mischal. Ere kach kedoshim, ere kach kalim, have a chaymer kach kach mischalim kach kalim lekochke. If it works for kach kedoshim, if it sure should work for kach kalim. Zok the gemara by the told by Rabbi Yechonin. So Rabbi Yechonin questioned this. If he aimim by the adam, I might be chatei b'shosh etiska. Telling the guy to steal from Hegdish to do a guy a favor, you can't do this. I'm Rabbi Yechonin. You're right. Mamtin lo achetumam. Wait till it gets a mum, then you redeem it legally. No Aveira. And by the way, at this point, it doesn't have to be Rameir. Everybody agrees. Once an animal gets a mum, a kachim, you redeem it. Then you take and you pay for an Ayla and you pay for a shlomim, and the other one is in the Dava. I'm a Ma'as Chor and Ma'ilas. There's a third option, Taida. So the Gemara the Ma'asin Ami Taida. You're right. He would have to bring three animals to cover the basis. Baboy Lechem, the Ma'asin Ami Lechem. Now again, there's no problem. Because if it's not a taida, he's bringing a taida as a nedava, right? It can't bring one animal and say it's either a shlamim or a taida, and the bread will either be kaddish or not kaddish, because that's chulim vazara. But if he brings a taida, he can say either this is a replacement or this is my nedava. And if it's his nedava, he can bring blechem, no problem.
In the end, it's really three animals.
At this point, correct. Frank Digamar might be an asham. And an asham can't be brought as a nedava. Dr. Gemara, asham b'shtei shana v'shtachim ben shana. This was too young to be an asham. Dr. Gemara, dom asham b'tzayru, asham nazaru, which are 1 year old. Dr. Gemara, le'shchiach, it's not le'shchichi. But dom a pesachu, there's another option, that's a carbon pesach. You would have to replace that. Dr. Gemara, pesach b'smanim is a zirvei. They don't get lost in Erev Pesach. So teretz is, it got lost a different time. It might be a firstborn or a meiser, which again have different avodas. How do you replace those? Doesn't have to be replaced. What happens to a bechor and meiser behavior to get a mum? Either the owner eats them, right? The kayan is the owner by bechor, and the yisrael is the owner by meiser behavior to get to eat it, except it has certain restrictions. Not to be shechted in a marketplace, and not to be weighed when it's bought, because it's not covered to the carbon. You wait till you got a mum. That was the whole thing we said before. You have to wait to get a mum to replace the island of Shlomo. So it has a mum. Once it has a mum, you'll eat it like a bakar or a meister. Now, do you have to give it to the kayan? No. Because the chance that it's a bechor, Yisrael is allowed to eat a bechor bal mum, not usher. Question only is, it belongs to mumen of a kayan. Meaning a kayan who has a bechor bal mum can invite his Yisrael friend to eat.
No paida
by bechor bal mum.
Once it gets the mum by you,
it still belongs to the kayan.
Really?
Yes. It belongs to the kayan. The kayan can give it to him as a present.
What does he do then?
What, this person here or regular? This person here has a monetary shiva now. Do I owe this to a kayan because maybe it's a bechor? And the answer is, no, probably not, because overwhelming majority said it's not a bechor. And therefore, monetary-wise, even though Ein Hokum B'Mammon Acher arrived. But I think over here, monetary wise, I might say Chaver El Haraya. The claim would have to prove you are money. You don't have a, you might not be a Bechor. Now, for Isurim, we have to take care of it. Especially if this person wants to take care of all the options. What? Meaning it's not Mammon Kayin anymore, it was Miyayas. Maybe. Not here. Maybe. Exactly, yeah. Zog to Gemara right. I'm a man that came as Zivchi Shlomim. The Mataydi, the Maisi Taydi, means the Taydi. Being a Lechem, the Maisi Nami Lechem. But the Machatasi, maybe it's a Chatas. Chatas Bashnasa, Bishtakin Peshtanim. This was a 2 year old. The Machatas Shavashnasa. Maybe it's a Chatas that the year passed. Zog to Gemara, Leishchiach. Period. Bishtakin Bashnasa, what if you found it in the first year? My, what do you do with Chatas? Can you bring it as a chatas? You starve it to death. You wait till it gets a mum. You redeem it. Give a shlamim and a taida. And it's not a bechor. It could be a ma'aser behema, but it would be a chatas. It's interesting because ma'aser behema can be in a keva. It doesn't say ma'aser behema has to be a zachar. So the truth is, when you now it might be a ma'isa behemah with a mum, and it might be a chatas that its owner that it can't be brought. Now, halacha seems to be that we starve it to death. It's interesting that the Gemara doesn't say, but what if it's ma'isa behemah? How can you starve it to death? The Gemara doesn't seem to have a problem with that. I don't know why, but that's what the Gemara seems to be saying.
And you have to wait for it to get a mum before you can put it in
the kippah? Yeah, well, you have to because you have to redeem it and bring a shlomim and a taita. You want to take care of it. You don't know what the chat is. Maybe it's a shlomim or a taida.
The redemption only comes after the mum.
You can't redeem it beforehand. Can't tell a guy to sin, kadesh yiska chavera.